Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 30th. You'll be interested to know, 21 years ago, today, in 2003, LeBron James, who was drafted directly out of high school, made his debut in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers. His entry into the league marked the beginning of an extraordinary career, highlighted by numerous achievements, and set new standards for young athletes. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's a chance of rain showers and feels like 53 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:39. And it will rise again tomorrow at 7:16. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog and rain showers early, clearing up by mid-morning with partly sunny skies and a high near 72, accompanied by a gentle breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 56. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be just after 10:30, with a low tide just before 5. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday, with a high near 80 degrees and a light southwest wind. Rain showers may arrive late Thursday night, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63 degrees. Friday brings a chance of rain showers and partly sunny conditions, with a high near 73. Friday night will be mostly clear, cooling down to a low around 44. Saturday and Sunday will be sunny, with highs in the 50s and lows around 37 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the late Tim Wakefield's generosity left a lasting impact on his teammates, as revealed by Colin Barnicle, director of Netflix's new docuseries, The Comeback, 2004 Boston Red Sox. Barnicle, who worked as a clubhouse attendant from 2005 to 2007, shared that after the Red Sox's World Series victory in 07, players voted to give him a partial share of a monetary bonus, amounting to tens of thousands of dollars. This money helped Barnicle and his wife secure a down payment on their home. Many of Wakefield's former teammates remembered his generous spirit, reflecting the deep bonds formed during their time together. Now on to sports. Last night, the Yankees roared back with an 11-4 win over the Dodgers at Yankee Stadium in Game 4 of the World Series. Anthony Volpe's third-inning grand slam turned the tide after Freddie Freeman hit yet another homer. Gleyber Torres and Aaron Judge added crucial hits, sealing the win. Clay Holmes secured the victory. Tonight, it's Game 5. With Los Angeles leading the series 3-1. Jack Flaherty takes the mound against Gerrit Cole. Expect a mild 66 degrees in the Bronx. Yankees are favored by 1.5 runs. In local sports, last night, the Philadelphia Flyers shut out the Bruins 2-0 at the Garden. Samuel Ersson stopped 23 shots to keep the Bruins scoreless. Joel Farabee sealed the deal with an empty net goal in the third. The Bruins now stand at 4-5-1. Tomorrow night, the Bruins face off against the formidable Carolina Hurricanes at the Lenovo Center. Also tomorrow night, the unbeaten Celtics, sitting at 4-0, take on the struggling Indiana Pacers, who are 1-3 at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Jason Tatum leads the Celtics with 28.5 points per game. Boston is favored by 7.5 points in this Eastern Conference clash. In top news, walking regularly is a powerful form of medicine for both physical and mental health. This activity releases feel-good hormones like serotonin and dopamine, which help reduce anxiety. Research shows that exercise, particularly walking, can ease anxiety symptoms significantly. For instance, participants in a study reported a 20% decrease in anxiety after engaging in regular exercise. Moreover, walking outdoors among nature enhances these benefits, providing a mental boost and reducing stress. So lace up your walking shoes and embrace the journey toward improved health and well-being one step at a time. In business news, Waymo, Alphabet's robotic taxi unit, is achieving remarkable growth, now providing over 150,000 paid rides per week, a significant increase of more than 50% since August. During a recent earnings call, Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai highlighted that Waymo is driving over 1 million fully autonomous miles each week. To support its expansion, Waymo raised an additional $6 billion. Pichai noted, Waymo is a clear technical leader as it prepares for further growth in cities like Austin, Texas, and Atlanta. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $72,200. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is 68 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Easter Island is at the center of a new geological mystery with implications that stretch across the globe. A team of geologists dated zircon minerals on the island, discovering some could be up to 165 million years old. This challenges existing beliefs about how Earth's mantle behaves. As the experts studied the minerals, they realized that the slow movement of the mantle allowed these ancient minerals to be preserved, revealing a complex history of volcanic activity that reshapes our understanding of the planet's geological processes. And in entertainment news, A Real Pain is a captivating road movie and buddy comedy that skillfully explores personal and historical tragedies, showcasing Jesse Eisenberg's talent as a director. The story revolves around two cousins, David and Benji, whose contrasting personalities create a dynamic that is both humorous and poignant. As they travel through Poland, they confront their shared past and the legacy of family loss. Karen Culkin delivers an Oscar-worthy performance, embodying the lovable yet chaotic Benji. Eisenberg's direction shines as he balances levity and gravity, making this film a remarkable exploration of connection and reconciliation. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Roman military general and statesman, Julius Caesar. And he said, "What we wish, we readily believe, and what we ourselves think, we imagine others think also." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.